Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is December 3rd, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Osimertinib induces reversible cardiac dysfunction through the GATA4-MYLK3-MYL2 axis. This study found that osimertinib, a third-generation tyrosine kinase inhibitor, induces reversible cardiac dysfunction. The research demonstrated this cardiotoxicity operates through the GATA4-MYLK3-MYL2 axis. This mechanism explains the associated heart failure observed in patients treated with osimertinib for non-small cell lung carcinoma. Understanding this pathway provides a foundation for developing cardioprotective strategies against this drug-induced cardiac damage. Article number 2. Trained immunity in cardiovascular disease. Trained immunity, or TR1M, is a recallable, long-term hyperinflammatory innate immune phenotype. This process involves changes in metabolic and epigenetic intracellular processes within mature innate immune cells. Trained immunity is identified as a core mechanism in the pathophysiology of atherosclerosis, and represents a potential target for new pharmacological interventions to prevent or treat cardiovascular disease. Article number 3. Safety and tolerability of sotagliflozin among kidney transplant recipients. Sodium glucose cotransporter inhibitors effectively slow chronic kidney disease progression and reduce kidney failure events in the general population. These agents are known to cause an initial and sustained decline in estimated glomerular filtration rate and carry an increased risk of urogenital infections. For kidney transplant recipients who face a high risk of adverse kidney outcomes, the safety and tolerability of this drug class, specifically sotagliflozin, are crucial considerations. Article number 4. Anti-CTLA-4 treatment abrogates co-stimulation, blockade-induced acceptance of transgenic porcine islets in humanized mice. Previous research demonstrated that beta cell-specific overexpression of a high-affinity variant of human cytotoxic T-lymphocyte-associated antigen 4, or CTLA-4, prevented porcine islet rejection in humanized mouse models. This study found that anti-cytotoxic T-lymphocyte-associated antigen 4 treatment abrogates the co-stimulation blockade, reversing the acceptance of transgenic porcine islets. This indicates that long-term xenograft function and survival were not maintained following neutralization of CTLA-4-mediated co-stimulation blockade. Article number 5. Cardiac mitochondrial and electrophysiological changes in transplanted ovine hearts following preservation by hypothermic oxygenated perfusion. Donor hearts experience injury during heart transplantation due to brain death and static cold storage preservation. Hypothermic oxygenated machine perfusion, or HOPE, is a preservation method that may reduce myocardial injury compared to static cold storage. This study investigated specific cardiac mitochondrial and electrophysiological changes in transplanted ovine hearts following HOPE preservation. These findings are crucial for optimizing donor heart quality and improving heart transplant outcomes. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.